New Zealand has sided with Australia over an escalating row with China after a Chinese foreign affairs official sent a tweet featuring a doctored picture of an Australian soldier. The rhetoric's ramped up as Australia demands an apology over what it calls the repugnant tweet, showing the soldier holding a knife to an Afghan child's throat. It references a recent report that found Australian soldiers were responsible for at least 39 murders in Afghanistan. Last night, New Zealand formally expressed its concern to China about the publication of an unfactual post. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
The relationship between China and Australia has been rocky. Only last week, China slapped tariffs of up to 200% on all Australian wine imports, accusing producers of dumping wine into its market, a claim Australia denies. But the Twitter dispute has escalated things further, with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison demanding an apology, describing the tweet as utterly outrageous and one that can't be justified on any basis. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern confirming this country has also registered its concern.
It was an unfactual post, and of course that would concern us. So that is something that we've raised directly in the manner that New Zealand does when we have such concerns.
Foreign Minister Nanaia Mahuta says New Zealand has made its views clear.
Anything that inflames sentiment between countries is not acceptable. Disinformation is not acceptable. And we've been very consistent about messaging out both domestically and internationally. It's not something we wouldn't do.
National's Foreign Affairs spokesperson Gerry Brownlee says New Zealand has to walk a fine diplomatic line as it has important relationships with both.
Well, it is a concern because New Zealand eventually could get caught in that. We've had good, strong relations with China for a long number of years. We do make our concerns about a number of issues in China made to them.
But he's critical of China's use of the image, calling it incendiary.
It was inappropriate to doctor the photograph of the Australian military person, and it doesn't really fit a country of China's stature to be doing that.
National leader Judith Collins also sounding a note of caution.
Yeah, we always have to be very careful how we deal with these things, and particularly for a very small nation where it can sometimes be seen as easier for any country to put pressure on us, certainly financially or in security ways.
Jacinda Ardern doesn't believe New Zealand's getting dragged into other people's arguments.
Whilst that is an exchange that's happening between Australia and China, it will of course tip into spaces where, as a general principle, we may have concerns and we'll raise those. In this case, an image has been used that is not factually correct. It's not a genuine image. So we have raised that directly with Chinese authorities in keeping with the way that we would raise areas of concern for us.
When the report into the Australian Defence Force was released, New Zealand's Defence Minister Penny Henaday said the behaviour and conduct outlined was very concerning, but he reaffirmed the strong relationship with New Zealand's closest ally. Ms Ardern was asked why New Zealand didn't take a stronger stance against Australia at the time.
We would have an expectation, and our international framework is geared up for each nation to take responsibility where that's occurred. New Zealand's had to do that in the past. We wouldn't necessarily expect other countries to come in a situation where we need to take direct responsibility.
The Chinese embassy has not responded to RNZ's request for comment about New Zealand's position and expression of concern. But in a media briefing yesterday, China offered no apology, instead urging Australia to do some soul-searching in the wake of the damning investigation. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Jane Patterson.